Our scripture lessons this morning comes from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Hear these words. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we also will live with him. If we endure, we will reign with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. For he cannot disown himself. Keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Now we're going to turn to our gospel lesson today, and the gospel lesson comes the book of St. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Hear these words. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said, Go, show yourself to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Would you now bow your heads and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock, and my Redeemer. I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this your church, in this your pulpit, to have read your sacred scripture, and now, Lord, to share my testimony. Amen. The story of these 10 lepers, as I was telling the children today, is just probably one of the familiar Bible stories for us. But Jesus was on his way to the cross to Jerusalem, and he's going through Samaria when this happens. And we're told that 10 lepers, 10 people who were regarded as outcasts in society, people who, with leprosy in those days, were given kind of a death sentence, people stood away from and made sure that there would be distance because of the fear of contamination. These people see Jesus, and as they see Jesus, they say the words, Jesus, have mercy on us. You know, it's interesting when you study about that specific disease, that it's a very painful disease also. But the lepers in those days were the outcasts of society. Matter of fact, when they would even come near a group of people as a leper, you either had to shout out, unclean, unclean, or they would even kind of carry with them bells that they would ring. So if they happened to be coming down the way or the street or whatever, you would know to stay away from them. And it's really interesting what happens here. They see Jesus and they say that, Jesus, have mercy on us. And as they approach Jesus, he doesn't do the things he did in some of the other healing stories where he put his hands on them immediately and they were healed. What does he tell them to do? Anyone? Go see the chief priest. Go to the temple. And it's interesting because if we look at that passage, that he's referring to the Leviticus code, which meant this. When a leper was healed, he had to go to the temple to be cleansed by the priests. So if you can imagine this, these folks are coming to Jesus and they're still covered with the leprosy. And he says to them, go and show yourself to the priests. But they weren't healed yet. Why would he do that? And then we're told in this story that those lepers go walking toward the temple. And as they go, they're healed. Or maybe I should use the word cured. And we're told as that one leper who was a Samaritan, and we're told by the gospel today, a foreigner, sees what happens and turns around and goes back to Jesus. And we're told that he thanks Jesus and he praises God for this healing. Jesus says those famous words, weren't there 10 of you? Where are the other 9? You know, the wonderful thing that one leper, you notice how we call people by their disease sometimes? One leper. Let's change that. That one child of God that came back to Jesus. When he came back there, he knew that this was a chance for a much different life than he could ever imagine. But those 9 that went on to the priests, they were only seeking to be healed and to go back to life as it was. Now, the reason why I said those 9 were cured, because in the medical sense, when you're cured of a disease, it's medically cleaned up. But when you're healed, and I don't want to get into the Greek of this too much, but the words that are used in the Greek when this is translated, when you're healed of something, it goes so much beyond just the medical realm. You're healed biologically, you're healed psychologically, and you're healed spiritually. And when you're healed, you become such a different person. And that's what happened to that one leper. He gave thanks and praise to God, and he understood that by his faith in Jesus, that Jesus healed and cleansed him, and he went back. And you see, the moral of this whole story is that when Jesus touches our lives, when Jesus heals us of whatever it is, he calls us into a relationship with him that is beyond healing, that is beyond normal. And that leper knows that he could never go back and be the same person again because of what Jesus has done for him and what Jesus has meant in his life. You know, when we think about it, my friends, how can we be in the presence of Jesus Christ, sometimes feel his saving power, and then just go back living a normal life? I think about those 9 lepers. What might have happened to them after they were healed? Did they go back to their homes and their villages? And yeah, it probably was really nice to be able to be around people again. But how were they spiritually and psychologically? Did they just go back to a normal routine? And you know what life is like, our normal routine. Sometimes we have joys, sometimes we have deep concerns. Sometimes we have things that in our humanness that really ache at us. But that one leper knew differently. That one leper knew that by being healed and by turning and giving praise and thanksgiving to God, that he was now placed in a life beyond normal. And he could never be the same. And that's part of his thanksgiving, is that, Lord, not only have you healed me, you have changed me. You've changed my whole direction of my life. Many of you I know have had healing experiences. Many of you I know have come to know the Lord and Savior, have been saved, have come to the altar at different times in your life and been saved. And I remember when that happened to me, when I was saved and I left that altar. I had a choice to make, and I think we all have that choice to make, whether we go back to life as normal or whether we go back to a life anew that's beyond healing. And I kind of learned very, very early on after being saved that sometimes God doesn't heal us physically, but He does heal our hearts and spiritually. And He encourages us and He leads us to that everlasting relationship with Him that's beyond healing, that's beyond normal. And this Thanksgiving that we're called to, oh, the joy that comes with that. Have you ever bartered with God? Have you ever bargained with God? I think we do that sometimes. Sometimes, you know, when we're faced with something on this earth or we're faced with something in our lives, we do these vows. We say, well, God, if you would just do this in my life, I will do that. And how many times does that happen when God has heard that prayer and has worked whatever it was, and then we turned around and forgot about what that vow is that we really made and just kind of went back to normal? How many of us have experienced God's grace and God's forgiveness, only to turn around and go back to living a life that was normal? How many of us in trouble or despair or rejected have met someone that God has put into our lives and our life has been restored or changed, and yet we leave that situation and we just return to the normal? Well, God has such a relationship He wants with you and me. And so the moral of this story and the direction of this story is that one turn back in praise, but our lives are to be a life of praise to God our Father, who not only heals us, but He redeems us and He sustains us. And that was such a beautiful anthem that the choir sang today. Wonderful, merciful Savior. I mean, the power of God's salvation and the power of a relationship is what He wants in our lives. Our faith is not how to live normal, but our faith is invested in how God transforms us and moves us beyond the ordinary. You know, one day Jesus healed, or should I say cured, 10 lepers. But as they went away, they were healed. And only one realized that his life would never be the same. Only one realized, because Jesus Christ was in his life and called him, that his life would be beyond healing and that all that he experienced would be transformed. Folks, I ask you just to pray on this today. Let God fill your heart and your spirit with his joy and his presence. Our words to our Savior need to be, to God be the glory for the things He's done in each and every one of our lives. The healings, the miracles, the nudgings, the trials, everything we've gone through, we need to be in ever-ending praise to God who loves us and cares for us. And so I want to leave you today with a song. Probably one of my favorites, and this was a song that was playing on the night that I got saved many, many years ago. May you be blessed. I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to Thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God. Has done.
His blood He has saved me. With His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to Thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With His blood He has saved me. With His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done.
Let's bow our heads and pray. God, we praise You and we thank You, and to You be all glory and power. Thank You, Lord, for healing us. Thank You, Lord, for walking with us in times of trial, tribulation. Thank You for times of joy. May our lives be an everlasting sound of praise to You.